If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Always a pleasure when we're able to say good morning, Congressman Adam Schiff. Hello, sir.
Morning. How are you?
I am fine. Been dying to talk to you, of course. I don't even know where to start. Do you?
I don't. Every day is a new, new, I don't know what to call it.
Fresh horrors. A lot of fresh horrors. Yeah. You tweeted, before POTUS shows such disrespect again, he should consider only one nation has stood with us in every war of the last century, Australia. Here we are in unprecedented times where John McCain is having to be the janitor, right, and call and try to clean up Trump's one mess, at least.
Absolutely. And I think others are being called on to clean up other messes. But, the president is doing real damage. He started to do that damage even before he was elected. But it's really head-spinning to take on and attack one of our closest allies. And yet he's been completely mum on Putin, even while Russian troops are provoking new violence in Ukraine. I'm pleased that Nikki Haley made a strong statement at the UN, but what's it going to take for our president to speak out?
Well, thank you. And you also tweeted about, you said Pentagon must provide information on Russian payments to General Flynn, including the 2015 RT gala in Moscow, serious issue under the emoluments clause. You've obviously seen the classified stuff. What is going on with this Russian investigation, Congressman?
Well, we're doing investigations both in the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee, and it's going to be a real challenge. It's obviously a real challenge politically because we're in the minority, and part of the allegations are very serious and involve the Trump campaign. But it's also going to be a challenge because we have a FBI director who won't even acknowledge whether he's looking into connections between the Russians and the Trump campaign. So there are a lot of hurdles before the investigation. I'm going to push as hard as possible to make it as thorough as possible. Right now, we have started out by gathering the underlying information that formed the basis of the report that you saw that was published so people could understand the length and breadth of what the Russians were doing. But it's going to be tough going.
It just seems like every story that comes out, I don't know if you were hearing this story about the Trump team turned off the recording device during his call with Putin. I mean, if they were, I mean, already there are so many Nixonian sort of like parallels being made. But have you heard about that?
And, I haven't heard about that, but the Nixon parallels are really pronounced. And, one of them is the last time an acting attorney general was forced out was under Nixon. And, I have great respect for Sally Yates and her refusal to instruct the department to defend the indefensible in terms of the executive order. And then you've got, of course, the president through Sean Spicer saying that State Department personnel who take issue with the executive order and use a well-established dissent channel, and you want to encourage people to speak freely within the department, have been told get with the program or get out, basically.
Yeah, this is just chilling, Congressman. I mean, almost every story you hear, and I know that, I keep asking about this Russia thing, but did he not just roll back some sanctions? I mean, in terms of the, used to be the KGB, roll back to some degree some of Obama's sanctions?
He did make a small rollback of part of the sanctions, and they're calling it a technical fix.
Yeah.
It's a symbolic measure, but frankly, the symbolism is all in the wrong direction. Why, at a time when the Russians are initiating new military hostilities in Ukraine, do you want to send any kind of mixed signals about it? And so it's very concerning, not so much in terms of its actual impact, but as a signal to the Kremlin that the president is still with Putin, still thinking about easing sanctions, and these were sanctions, of course, imposed over the Russian cyber activity, and they raise a profound question. Is this putting America first, or is this putting Donald Trump first? He's, in that respect, acting more like someone who just won an election with a Russian assist than someone who's really looking out for U.S. interests.
Yeah, yeah. You were quoted recently as saying that the energy coming from our base, obviously on our side, is it different in kind, certainly different in intensity than I think we've ever seen after an election. That's why I love that you tweeted, if the POTUS-SCOTUS nominee is less moderate than Garland, which certainly Gorsuch is Dems should filibuster. Republicans cannot be rewarded for denying an Obama an appointment. I mean, this is, as people keep saying, a stolen seat.
Well, this, for me, is really where the rubber hits the road. I mean, all of the nominations have been very serious, and you've never seen a cast of characters more unfit for the offices they've been nominated to serve. But the appointment to the Supreme Court will have a lasting impact, and if Democrats go along in any way with this, to me, it ratifies what the Republicans did. And it will see it again. The Republicans will do this again. They will hold open a Supreme Court seat rather than let a Democratic president fill that seat. So I think there's a lot at stake at this, but not the least of which is whether Democrats have any role in ratifying, I think, something that was the worst abuse of the co-equal branch of government by Mitch McConnell. So I think Democrats need to fight it tooth and nail.
Yep.
I think they need a filibuster if that's necessary, as I think it will be. And doing otherwise, I think, just rewards them for stealing this
yep.
appointment from President Obama.
Yep. Resist, resist, resist. Congressman Schiff, I always wish I had more time with you and I could squeeze more classified information out of you, but you're entirely too smart for that. But I appreciate your time, as always.
Well, thank you. Great to join.
You too, Congressman. Talk to you again soon.
Take care.
There he goes. He's my personal congressman, Adam Schiff.
He's so right on.
Yeah.